He's the Darlington Raceway president, former Gamecock Sports Information Director Kerry Tharp, joining us now on the Love Chevrolet phone lines, talking NASCAR as we do every Friday morning during the NASCAR season, which is most of the year. Kerry, how you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great. Good morning to everybody.
I'm happy to see you bounce back from your prediction gone wrong last week. You went Joey Logano to win the race. Kevin Harvick ended up winning out in Vegas. Kyle Busch in second. Kyle Larson in third. None of those names predicted on our program, by the way. We've started the new segment where you give us a favorite. Bill also battles for that title. And Jen, you guys went Brad Keselowski, Bill, and Jen went with Chase Elliott. So I need to hear some explanations of how these things went wrong. Kerry, you're the guest, so we'll start with you.
Well, I tell you what, it just looks like that none of us knew anything about what we were talking about. But, no, certainly Kevin Harvick was extremely strong, and we also found out this week that Kevin Harvick's car got penalized. Now, whether or not that had anything to do with his win, I would dare say that it likely did not. But I think that Harvick is so strong right now, particularly at the mile-and-a-half racetracks, that we probably didn't give him enough credit, probably didn't think that he would win back-to-back. But lo and behold, he did, and pretty much wiped the field up in the process. So, you know, I think we were probably picking with our hearts instead of our heads. And so, shame on us for not picking Kevin Harvick.
Oh, that was impressive how he planted the seed of an excuse there, and then went with the whole diversion and said, "No, that wasn't the real reason, but you would decide for yourself." And that was really the reason. I like what he did there. So Logano finishes seventh, not a bad pick. Brad Keselowski, Bill, you get to win the pool there. He had the highest finish.
Mm-hmm. Of course he did.
Sixth. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Jen, you have to give some explanation of why your boy Chase Elliott did not do well in Vegas.
Well, he was running top six, top ten, until that evil Kurt Busch came along and took him out.
And finished 34th, got wrecked there. So now, staying out west, moving over from Vegas to Phoenix now. How do you see this one shaking down, Kerry?
Well, you know, certainly it's been a Kevin Harvick playground lately. He's won eight times, although the last year or so hasn't been quite as strong as he's been. You know, you're going to a mile racetrack, more of a flat track. It's unlike any of the tracks that we've been on so far this early part of the season. But so I think it'll be interesting to see how things play out there this week. Certainly there's been the dominance of the Ford cars. Are they going to continue that dominance and win again for the third straight weekend? Is Harvick going to battle back from some midweek adversity and continue to show why he's just, right now the top person as far as a contender? Or is it going to be somebody else that's going to come out there and win the race? And so I think there's a lot of cool storylines as we head out to Phoenix. Like I said, it's an unusual racetrack. It's a little more similar to New Hampshire and Richmond. So I think it'll be interesting to see how it turns out, Sunday evening out there in the desert.
Now we'll go to our pretend NASCAR analyst, Bill Gunter, and see how he breaks this thing down.
Well, I mean, you know, you're coming off Ryan Newman winning last March out there at the racetrack. And I tell you what, at Phoenix, I was trying to look for the name of the racetrack.
Do you think Kenseth has a chance to win?
I'm not going with Kenseth. Harvick is kind of my pick here because, obviously, I mean, look, I know what you guys want me to say. You want me to be a fool and say that I'm going with Mark Martin because Mark Martin has had the most top tens ever of anyone. Mm-hmm. But I know Mark Martin doesn't race anymore. So
wow.
Neither does Kenseth.
Yeah, there you go. See, you were trying to trick me. I know Jen was trying to get me on that. No.
Way to go, Jen.
You guys act like I don't show up prepared each and every morning. But Kenseth won in November of last year, Jen.
To read those stat sheets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was driving the Camry.
All right, so let's let Jen, then, since he's talking the toughest of the group, let's let you give your prediction. You went with the points leader last week in Logano, which is a sellout.
No,
pick,
actually, I went with Chase.
Oh, sorry, he went with Logano. You went the Chase Elliott. So you went out on a limb last week.
I did. Did that
teach you a lesson, or are you going to stay out on a limb?
Probably. You know what? I think Harvick's still going to bring it.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay, fair enough. Kerry, you're the guest. What about you? How do you see it?
Well, I tell you, I've been studying this all night. In fact, I barely got any sleep last night trying to go over my fantasy picks because I knew that this was an important segment. But I'm going to go with Martin Truex Jr., our defending champion. He runs well out there. He's had some good runs of late out there. And I think it's about time for Martin Truex Jr. to get to victory lane.
Oh, you should have seen the physical reaction from drama queen Bill Gunter here in the All-South Federal Credit Union studios. Clearly, you stole his pick. This brings up our first real dilemma in this segment. Do we allow a same pick, or do we have to make sure that everybody picks someone different? Bill, are you going to complain about this like you've done in our weekly college football picks, where you actually make a pick and then you go back and you say, no, I really picked the other one?
Well, I mean, obviously I spent most of last night when I wasn't watching the basketball game prepping for this segment, making sure that but that's okay. I'll make a switch because my backup guy, I'm going to go with Joey Logano. I mean, the guy's been hot in three races so far this year. He's been doing really well. I think this sets up well for Logano to come in here and be able to take this one home. So I'm going to go with Logano here to go and win the flag here.
Okay,
to recap,
if you have to make any predictions of your own, you might want to stay away from Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., and Joey Logano, Jen Jensen's pick, Kerry Tharp's pick, and Bill Gunter's pick.
You guys say that. Logano's got three top 10 so far this year. The guy's due. He's due. He's not won just yet. I'm going with Logano here in Phoenix.
I think Truex is a good pick, though. I do.
Was going with Truex Jr. I mean, and Kerry, great NASCAR minds think alike.
Kerry, this is not a good sign for you,
and
sir.
We were on the same page with that one. I'll give this week, Kerry gets the tiebreaker on that. We'll give that one to him. I'll go Logano.
Kerry, our bonus question for you. You being the former Gamecock Sports Information Director, you made several NIT trips to Madison Square Garden back in the day. The Gamecocks, that's where it looks like they could end up, kind of best case scenario after last night's 5-point loss. Do you see that as a big bonus? How do you remember those NIT championships back in the day?
Well, I tell you, anytime you can play in the postseason, in my mind, is a bonus. It's a bonus for your program. It's a bonus for your players. It's a bonus for your fan base. And I can tell you, winning back-to-back NIT championships was pretty cool back when I was at South Carolina under Coach Dave Odom. It's pretty cool because a lot of times you get home games and you get the fan base energized and, you play some teams that you likely haven't played before in the past. And I tell you, if you can get all the way to Madison Square Garden, that's not a bad deal. So, I'm pulling for the Gamecocks to try to go that route. And once you get into postseason, it's all about who's prepared, who wants to play, who wants to continue their season. And so I know Frank Martin, he's going to want to continue that season and continue the dribbling there in the gym. So I'm pulling for the Gamecocks to make a deep run into the tournament.
He's former South Carolina Sports Information Director, Darlington Raceway President Kerry Tharp. Thank you for the knowledge today and for playing along in our game. We wish you a lot of luck this time next week.
Okay, I wish everybody luck, too. Thank you all. Have a good weekend.
I'm winning. I don't wish any of you guys luck.
This week's race in Phoenix gets going at 3:30. Our coverage on our sister station, 1320. The Fan starts at 2:30. Motor Racing Network. You can listen to that race. Jen, I know you'll be tuned in and watching very closely, and now you have a huge rooting interest.
Just so I understand, I'm the points leader right now, right?